This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto the Kona Edge. We head back to Norway now, and it's time to chat some cycling. And we're joined by Hans Christian Tungesvik, Ironman Age Group World Champion in 2016. Hans Christian, thank you so much for joining us. Let's talk about some of the gains you've made on the bike, and you've made some big ones. Where would you say you've made the biggest gain so far on two wheels?
Yeah, the most important tip from me is to start training with a power meter. That's the only thing. The only intensity tool that I think is valuable. My heart rate on the bike is not it's almost always low, so it's hard to know the small differences in intensity. So the power meter is really, really important to me, and also to just not always think about I should get out there and do the session, but enjoy the view, go somewhere it's nice, do long rides with friends, go for a coffee ride, make it pleasant. So, and then you can mix it up with some intervals during the session, but it should be fun.
When you first started out on the bike, did you go straight to power? Was it a slow progression where you thought, you know what, maybe I should get one?
No, it's actually only the last year that I have been using the power meter, and I have had a great improvement after that. So, the first years it was mostly feeling and a little bit heart rate. It was okay, but it's something completely different, especially during the competition. So, because when you're in that competition, you have your bib, you really want to just go as hard as you can, and that's you're going to feel it towards the end. So, to stay patient on the during the competition, it's nice to have a power meter.
As far as the amount of training you do on the bike, do you do big volume, or are you more about the sort of high intensity stuff, maybe less volume?
I'm a little bit in between. I really enjoy the long sessions, because then you can make it a trip. You can just be out for enjoy the weather, be out for 6-7 hours, go some place nice. But in those long sessions, I like to mix it up with some long race pace efforts. The volume is average, I think. It's not too big.
You mentioned you get out and train with people and try and just make it fun. Do you have a specific group that you train with? Do you find that they push you? Do you find that you tend to ride harder with them than when you ride on your own, or how do you feel?
I don't have a specific group, but I have friends here and there that love biking and triathletes as well. So I try to do a lot of sessions together with them. And I feel like it's much easier to get out there and do the sessions when you have scheduled with someone else. It's also it's much more pleasant. It's something I really look forward to when I know I'm going together with someone else. And also during the tough sessions, it's great to have someone else pushing hard as well, because then you can really do your best.
And it's nice to know you're not suffering alone.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly it.
Talk to me about the gear you're using. Power meter wise, what are you using? Bike, what are you riding? What wheels do you like racing? And tell us a little bit about your setup.
I'm using a Power to Max power meter, crank power meter. It works really good. I'm using a Fuji time trial bike, really nice as well. So I'm very happy with that, and I'm going to continue using that this upcoming season. So the equipment is important, but it's not. it's not, I think, at least, it's not the most important thing. It's funny with the equipment. It can be motivating for many people, but I would advise people to use their money on things like a power meter instead of all that fancy things that shave out of maybe 2 grams on something, and it doesn't really make you faster.
Got to get an aero helmet, man. You've got to get in an aero helmet. Get down. That's what it is. Tell me about your favorite bike workout. You mentioned the long ones. What do you love doing? Talk me through your favorite workout.
Well, last year I lived in Switzerland as an exchange student, and the nature there is really magnificent. So I really enjoyed 5-6 hours in the mountains there, including easy, but including 3 to 4 efforts of a 20-minute race pace, of course, with a coffee break and an ice cream in between, and then just enjoy the view and enjoy the company. And of course, to top it off, 30-minute race pace run at the end.
And the coffee and ice cream is vital that you have to have. It's a prerequisite.
Yeah.
It's not allowed to do without it. Talk to me a little bit about indoor training. Obviously, in the winter, you spend more time cross-country skiing, but you do a little bit on the indoor trainer. What sort of stuff do you enjoy doing on the indoor?
When I'm on the indoor trainer, I try to do... I don't do the many long sessions there. I try to do the long sessions outside, cross-country skiing, as you mentioned. Some threshold sessions I like quite a lot to build endurance during the winter. So maybe 5 times 10 minutes, 3 times 20 minutes, things like that. That's not you don't have to sit there for too many hours, and you get good effect of the training. That's what I try to do.
Fantastic. Well, Hans Christian, thank you so much for telling us a little bit about your bike. We're going to get you on next time to talk a little bit about your run. Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.